that a bit in the world, Walt. Design people, I won't call them engineers because an engineer drives a train. We used to call them draftsmen back years ago, you know, people that drew up plans and that sort of thing. We didn't call them engineers then, we called them draftsmen. But anyway, I'm going to make people mad at me. I don't really mean that ugly, but they'll probably get upset with me. I don't care. The people that design those things don't work on them. If they had to work on them, they'd be designed a whole lot differently. But mine's got fuel injection and it's got electronic ignition and all of that. Don't have any problems with that. I went out and bit the bullet and bought me a relatively mid-grade, I'll call it, scanner. I didn't buy the $2,000-$3,000 one, and I didn't buy the $39 one. So I'll give you some idea of where I'm at. But I bought one that will read all kinds of different things, and that seemed to help me a whole bunch. But we could get in here and get to talk about automotive stuff and be here all night. Well, I guess I better turn it back over to you. I know John's out there waiting in the wings to talk to you. Enjoyed it there, young man. We'll do it again, but I'll say 73 to you for now. K4OIM in the net, KI4DOS.
Yes, K4OIM. I always enjoy ride chewing with you, Gary. And my buddy John up there in Brown Summit, he's waiting back there in the corner on me. So I'll say 73, Gary, like I said earlier, I really, really hate that about Ray, K4SUG. I really enjoyed listening to him talk when you and him would get together for Rag Chew. So I'll say 73, Gary. And next up is my buddy John, KM4RJN, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Walt, this is KN4RJN. Just want to tell Jerry, I says, I am an engineer. I do not drive a train, but I do have to agree with you that the guys that design these things aren't the ones that have to work on them. So, yeah, there's that, too. But in any event, on the bright side, I got my taxes done, finally, and got that all taken care of, and I just want to say a shout-out to Sid, who I haven't heard in a long time. Hello, Sid, if you're still listening. Harry, you've got to have an animal story in there somewhere, so, you know, come on back when I get down here. Larry, I'm still waiting for Donna to hear her musical voice on the radio, and I haven't heard that yet, so you keep pushing on that one there. Andy, how you doing there, old buddy? And Mark, tell Wendy I said hi. I hope her throat's getting better. Lorena and the family, you tell Rick and Michelle I said hi. And Kevin, UBG Kevin, I haven't heard you in like forever, and I miss all of you guys. And I'm just glad I managed to get on here and hear y'all. Walt, you old son of a biscuit, how you doing there, buddy?
My sinus is up today, and my 80-meter, 40-meter fan dipole finally came in yesterday, and I got the apex up there about 50, 55 feet, but I'm going to have to get the chainsaw out tomorrow to some Bradford pear trees out there in the front yard. My daughter's been saying, Daddy, we got to get some firewood for the fireplace this winter. I'm going to make her some tomorrow. These things need to be trimmed up anyway, but I ain't going to do it tomorrow. It's supposed to be pouring rain here tomorrow. I don't know why they didn't say 100% chance of rain. They say a 94%, John. Y'all going to get any rain up there tomorrow?
Roger, it's looking like it. We're gonna head up to Indiana here in a day or two to go visit my mother-in-law. I haven't seen her in like forever, But yeah, they're talking about rain. I did manage to get the grass mowed the other day, and while I was there, you know, filling up the gas tank for the lawnmower, I filled up my tank, and she filled up her tank the other day, and then of course the pipeline went down. So we ought to be okay for the time being, but Lord have mercy, I miss you guys, I really do.
They don't realize it. One of us moves her way, or hate to say it, but passes on. But we just like one big family. To me, it is. I didn't know when I first thought about talking to Dave about taking over Tuesday night for Miss Karen. I didn't know if I could do it or not, but man, I'm enjoying being at control and get to make a lot of new friends. And like I was telling Stephen a while ago, I come down here in the morning and put on a pot of coffee and feed my cats and turn the radios on. And if I'm out there in the yard away from in here in the shack, I got that HT on my side on this frequency, so I ain't never far away from my radio. And I hear some of the guys come on, some of the new guys, and they'll be asking questions to another new guy that don't know any more than this guy did. And I try to help them out with antennas or about the cue signals and all. A lot of them think they gotta know what. There was one the other day asked what we meant when we said a QSO. And before I could answer it, somebody else had came on and told him that is for CW signals. It's just a carryover from CW that we all use. And we don't think about these new guys coming in. We just take it for granted that they studied that book, took that test, and got their license. That don't mean nothing. I'd hate to have to take my general test over again, even though I thought it was easier than the technician test. But, yeah, I'd hate to have to take it over. I heard a guy today talking on 3915 that when he took his technician test, they offered to let him go ahead and try for his general since he passed the tech. He said he hadn't even studied the general test, and he missed one question on it, one question too many. And he went back home and said he's got the book and studied for about 2 months and went back ready to pass the test and said when he took it, he missed 25 questions.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes. What can I say? Well, anyway, I'm on back on out of here. Well, you take care of yourself. I'm sorry to hear about your nephew, and I know we talked the other night about that, but listen, you take care of yourself, old man, and I'll pop in here when I can. I'm still looking for a repeater I can link to the repeater down there so I can do this, you know, over the air type thing. But you take care of yourself there, buddy, and I'll say 73s to everybody, and I'll back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Get up there in Indiana, you've got Echo Link on your phone, I know, and it won't take no longer to connect from up there than it does from up there at Brown Summit, so check in with us. Once you get up there, let us know you're all right, John. So with that, I'll say 73s, and he was the last one up here for Rag Chew. So before I sign out here and turn my net report in, if I missed anybody for check-ins or comment, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Took in Kilo Oscar 4, November Romeo. This is Jerry in Greenwood. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, Jerry, that was KO4 NNA. That's Jerry down in Greenwood. Glad you could check in, Jerry. Anybody else want to check in, or you got a comment you want to make? Call K4OIM or Net Control.
Please check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. My name is Jamie, and also Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. That's my wife Sabrina. We're over in Chesney, South Carolina, just a little bit north of Spartanburg. Check us in and out, please. Thank you.
Jamie, could you come back with your wife's call sign, please?
Yes, sir. Not a problem. It's Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November, KJ4YLN.
That was two more check-in. They're bringing my numbers on up tonight. First, that was KJ4UHX. That was Jamie. And he brings along his wife, KJ4YLN, Sabrina. And they up in Chesney. That's not too awful far from me over here. I'm over here on Lake Bowen. They call it in when I got an inland address, but I'm right here on 26, and I don't know, about three-quarters mile from Highway 11 up there. I go up here and take a right, and I'm straight into Chesney. I believe it's the first time you've checked in with me, Jamie. Glad you could check in. We hear every night at 9 o'clock a different net controller each night. And tomorrow night, KI4DOS, Gary, calls the net, and he has a swap net. If you want to buy, sell, or trade some radio equipment, be sure and check in tomorrow night with Gary. So with that, I'll say 7-3. Anybody else, before I turn in my net report, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
If you would, please check in and out. Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel. I'm in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Just giving you another number. Appreciate you.
Well, this is the longest list I've had since I've been calling the net. I've got 54 check-ins tonight. That was KM4TZW. That's Gabriel, and he's up in Hendersonville. Good to hear from you again, Gabriel. All right, one last call, A through Z. If I've missed you and you want to get checked in, please call K4OIM or Net Control. All right, I will go ahead and turn in my net report now electronically. But Robert, AA4RM, I just went back and checked the pre-check-in list, and you were checked in there. I don't know how that happened, but I've only counted you one time tonight. So with that, I will now file my net report for tonight, May the 11th, 2021. This is K4OIM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all of y'all that checked in tonight, and we will now return repeater back to normal amateur use, but please, everyone, keep Johnny and his family in your thoughts and prayers for K4SUG Ray Johnson. Ray Allison, Johnny's dad that passed away last Friday. So with that, I'll say 7-3s and God bless. Good night.